I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham temporarily paused the state's reopening and warned stricter actions could be taken if New Mexicans do not follow social distancing practices. She pointed to those who traveled to neighboring states for baseball tournaments and graduation ceremonies who ended up bringing the coronavirus home with them. The governor stressed that New Mexico's stay-at-home order remains in effect and that people need to take the virus seriously, or she could be forced to consider reverting to tougher restrictions that would include broader quarantines and citations if those trends continue in the wrong direction. And this slowdown by the governor comes at a wrong time for the village of Ruidoso, who are just beginning to recover from the first shutdown. Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford.
Some of our lodgers, whatnot, that were shut down for the 2 months, I mean solid 2 months, that have told me that they're actually ahead of last year's number, that they've made up so much. And then I talked to other businesses that say this is just like every other June on the weekdays, but that the weekends are busier than they were last year.
The Ruidoso Municipal School Board District approved the purchase of 6 light strike robots to be used at its 4 school facilities to disinfect services at a cost of about $11,460 per unit. According to Superintendent Dr. George Bicker, the district has medically fragile students at each campus, and keeping frequently touched surfaces in classrooms clean and sanitized is essential. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.